downloaded one of Virginia's top newscasts now.
It's a new world, you know, it's a different era.
On Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV, Amen FM, Charlottesville.
After that cold front came through yesterday, we're going to start to see a drop in humidity levels and temperatures throughout the week.
60 degrees outside of the Automated Office System Studios, Grant at 5 a.m. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First.
One person was killed in a shooting that happened late Saturday night at the Rio Hill apartment complex in Albemarle County. Police said it's a domestic-related incident. Meanwhile, the search continues for the person who wounded three people in a shooting last week at Mallside Forest Apartments. Albemarle County Police said these two incidents are not connected.
The city of Charlottesville needs a new city manager, a new police chief, and now a new fire chief, as Hezadeen Smith has announced he'll be taking a position with a fire department out of state. It is not clear when his last day will be.
A Charlottesville man was hospitalized after a car crashed into his Friendship Court apartment.
The driver was old person. He was okay. When the accident happened, he told me, "Are you okay?" God bless me and God protect me.
Charlottesville police have not said if the driver will be charged.
Virginia State Police are using new technology in hopes of getting more tips to cold cases. The agency has launched a new website that brings light to some of the unsolved homicides and missing persons cases in the Commonwealth. People can now search the database for cases that have been unsolved for a minimum of 5 years. Two of the cases featured are from Central Virginia, the Jeanette Renee Field and Robert Lee Hurahan cold cases. You can find out more by going to coldcase.vsp.virginia.gov.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studio, 60 degrees with Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on the station that sends your morning news right to your Facebook feed. Just follow us at WCHV Radio.
This is your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast as we kick off our new week for our Monday, talking upper 70s for our highs. After that cold front came through yesterday, we're going to start to see a drop in humidity levels and temperatures throughout the week. Tonight dropping down to about 50 degrees. We're staying mostly clear before tomorrow, keeping things mostly sunny. Temperatures only climbing up into the lower 70s.
I'm CBS 19 meteorologist Grant Chungo for Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.